Begin the current Taf Masechet Shabbos, Taf Lamed Gimel. Begin 5 lines up from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the theme of the previous Taf, discussing different sins and their consequential punishments that come because of those specific sins. So the Gemara begins. Ba'avon inu hadin, for the sin of delaying judgment. That is, the judges are just delaying, so to speak, coming out with their verdict, but not l'shem shemayim, not for the sake of heaven. Rather, it was already clear to them what they're going to decide, but still they just push it off and they don't come out with a judgment. Ve'ibus hadin, and perverting judgment. And that is, they do it intentionally, they want to go ahead and pervert the judgment. Ve'kilkul hadin, and corrupting the judgment. Where there, they weren't careful enough to, so to speak, look into the case exactly how much it's supposed to be, and therefore the case was corrupted. Ubital Torah, and regarding the neglecting of the study of Torah, for those averis, come out cherev ubizarav. So therefore the sword, which means war and plunder, that proliferates. V'dever ubatzer izbo, and pestilence and famine come. Ubnei adam oichlim vein seveim, people eat and they're not satiated. V'oichlim lachem v'mishkol, and they eat their bread and wait. In other words, the bread becomes crumbled and they can't eat it, and they have to eat it and wait, and how much it weighs. The chesed it says in the pasuk. V'avesi aleichem cherev, that will bring upon you the sword. Nekemis nekam bris v'grim, that will be avenging the vengeance of the covenant. And that is ve'im bris el etar. The covenant means that it's a reference to the Torah, like it says in the pasuk, "Im leivarisa yem v'layla v'gemer," that if I did not have my covenant day and night, there's a reference to the mitzvah of the higisa b'yem v'layla, to learn day and night. So therefore, we see that if a person does not learn Torah, he gets the sword. Ochsevin says in the pasuk, "B'shivri lachem mati lachem," now I'll break for you the staff of the bread, va'afu eser neshem v'gemer, and that 10 women will be baking bread in one oven. This whole happened because my ordinances, you revolted that you were disgusted with it. So therefore the explanation of these psukim are, that says nikambris, that this will be a vengeance for the covenant, that's a reference to the Torah, as it says, and it says because of that the sword will come, and because of this sword, which is war, so then plunder will come. That's the other idea. And it says, v'shalachti deva, that will send pestilence, that's a reference to pestilence. And it says that will break the staff of the bread. That's the famine, that's the hunger. And at the end of all those curses, it says, why did this happen? Because b'mishpatai mi'asu, because of my ordinances you were disgusted with, b'mishpatai is mishpat, is judgment, that's regarding the inui and the ivis and the kilkel hadin, that all those three things, plus the bittel tire that we saw in the pasuk that spoke about im leverisi, that is, if a person does not do properly, it's in the kama bris. We see from these four things come out all these different punishments, which are spelled out in the pasuk of the different hungers and the wars that will come if a person does not keep these mitzvahs. The Gemara continues, ba'aven shvur shav, and because of the sin of taking an oath in vain, and that is when you say something which is obviously wrong. For example, you say about a man that he's a woman, or a woman that she's a man. Ushvur sheker, or a false oath, which is that it's not obvious what he's saying is not true, but people are believing him what he's saying is true, and really it's a lie. And for the sin of v'chil Hashem, and desecrating Hashem's name, v'chil Shabbos, and desecrating the Shabbos, chayir ro'a rava, then these wild beasts, these savage beasts, they proliferate. Uvehei makala, and the cattle are decimated. Uvenei adam mismaiten, and the human population decreases. V'hadirachim mishtaimim, and the highways are deserted. And that is because no one passes by. Shanema, like it says in the pasuk or the psukim that we mentioned before, says, v'im be'eilo lo tivastuli, and if despite these things, you're not chastened, you didn't take musa to what I've done for you. So therefore the drush is, al tikri be'eilo, don't say that through these things, rather, ela ba'ola, that on account of the oath, Allah means an oath, so that's included over here both a shvur shav, which is an oath in vain, and a shvur sheker, which is a false oath. And it says, as the Gemara is going to bring by shvur sheker, by a false oath, it says the word v'chilalta, that you will desecrate. And that says by Shabbos and Mechil Hashem, they also says the word chil. So when they learn that from shvur, that the same punishments apply to them too, as the Gemara says, v'chsiv, it says, v'shlachti v'chem eschayes asad v'gemer, that I will incite against you the beasts of the field. And again, these are the punishments that we said will happen, that the savage beasts will come. And it says by the false oath, which is included in the pasuk that says, Vim ba'ola, that we're darshaning that if because of the oath, these things are going to happen. So one of them is the oath of false oath. So it says by a false oath, that you should not swear in my name falsely. And then you will desecrate the name of Hashem, your God. And that is, we learned from there, it says v'chilata, v'chil Hashem k'sivin, desecrating Hashem's name, which is, what is a v'chil Hashem? It's when a great person that people learn from him, and he's not careful in his actions, so the smaller people, so to speak, they learn from him to, so to speak, not be very callous about Torah also. And they say, this person, that he understands the words of Torah, and he sees that there's nothing important about Torah and mitzvahs. So it comes out that Shem Shemayim is mischal, which means that Hashem's words become chulin, it becomes mundane, it becomes profane. There it says, "Ksiv l'yischal l'Hashem kach, you should not desecrate my holy name." Ubechil Shabbos, also regarding desecrating Shabbos, Ksiv it says, "Mechal aleh moisu must," that those that desecrate it, they will surely die. So therefore, from Chil Hashem and Chil Shabbos, v'yolav chil chil mishur shekah, which also says the word chil, and that's included in the word of ve'im be'elo loytavasuli, which we learned that means v'im ba'ala, with an oath, that because of these things, as the pasuk says, that I'm going to send the Sabbath, the beasts of the field, and that is that all the cattle will be decimated and the human population. These are all things that are consequential that comes out of that, is related to the sins of the false and the oaths in vain and chil Shabbos and chil Hashem. The Gemara continues, "Bavoin shvichas dam, but the sin of murder, Beis Hamikdash charev, u'shchina mistalekes miyisrael." So the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, and the divine presence is removed from Klal Yisrael. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk, which refers to the when it's talking about if bloodshed will happen in Eretz Yisrael, says v'loy sachnifu, don't bring guilt upon you, v'goymer, v'loy titames ta'aretz asha atam yeshem ba, and do not contaminate the land that you are dwelling in it. Ashani sheikh metecha, which I rest amongst that mitz. So the mashmoy says, ha'atim etam moise, but if you will contaminate it, as the pasuk over there is talking about regarding bloodshed, then ain chem yeshem, but then I will not dwell in it. Ve'ain sheikh metecha, and that is, I will not dwell in it, and you will not dwell in it. And that's the reference to the Chorban HaBayis, that besides the divine presence removing, that's what the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is, which is the home for the divine presence. And also will include that you will not be there, that you will also, so to speak, be taken away from it. The Gemara continues, but avoid gila arayis, and the sin of forbidden sexual relationships, v'avoid iskechav, man, for idol, for idolatry, v'hashmata shmit in the yavos, and for the cessation, for not keeping the halachas of shmita and yavol, galus bola ayam, exile comes to the world, u'magal nois, and then they go into exile, u'vanachem v'yesh mochem, and others come and sit and dwell in their place. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk, ki es kol hatoy evo yisrael, that because of all these different abominations, which this is written in the parasha of Arayis for improper sexual, forbidden sexual relationships, also anshei aretz v'goyim, that the people of the land have done, u'chsevin it says, v'titami ha'aretz, and the land became contaminated, v'efkur avoyno aleh v'goyim, that I recalled its iniquity, u'chsevin it says, v'loisaki ha'aretz eschem b'tamach ha'maisa, and that the land should not disgorge you when you will contaminate it. We see that if people do these forbidden sexual relationships, that they will be spit out of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, regarding idol worshiping, it says, "V'nesatis pegriachem, that will place your carcasses begaimer." Uch says, and as Sivan says in the pasuk, "V'ashimaisis mikdashichem begaimer," that will make your sanctuaries desolate. Be'eschem, and it says, "Azara begaim," that I will scatter you among the nations. That is, it's those pasukim are referenced to avoid zara, that it says that I'm going to put your pegriachem, a pegri gula lechem, which is on the carcasses of your idols. And it says afterwards, "V'eschem azra b'goyim," that I will scatter you among the nations. And it says, "V'shamem u'leo yivechem ayishmba," that it will be, so to speak, desolate. I will put the enemies of yours; they will be settled there. And that is, the Jews will go into exile, and the enemies will go and settle in their land. And the last one, "B'shmitin b'yavelis k'sev," regarding not keeping shmita and yevul, which is every 7 years and every 50 years, it says, "Oz tirtza ha'aretz," and then the land will be appeased. For all its sabbaticals during the time of desolation. And you will be in the land of your foes. And that's the idea that you'll go into Galus. That all the days of its desolation, it will rest. And that is the same idea that for the sin of not keeping Shemitah and Yevul, the Jews will go into exile and their enemies will settle in their land. The Gemara continues, but avay nivlas peh, for the sin of obscene language. Tsaris ravos, so then the troubles will increase. Ugzeiros kashas mischaches, and harsh decrees will originate. Uvachurei seini Yisrael mesim, and the young men of Klal Yisrael will die. Yisayim v'amanas toikin ve'enenen, and the orphans and the widows will be screaming out, and no one will answer. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, al kein al bachurav lo yismach Hashem, and therefore over the youths, Hashem will not rejoice. Ve'es yisayim v'es amanas lo yirachem, and over his orphans and his widows, he will not show mercy. Because all of them are hypocrites and evildoers. V'chopet David Nevola, and all the mouths speak obscenity. B'chol zois leyoshav apa, and in spite of this, of all the punishment, leyoshav apa, his anger will not be turned away. V'oid yodei netua, and his hand is still outstretched, in other words, to still give a patch, to so to speak, still punish. May v'oid yodei netua. What does it mean that his hand is still outstretched? Amr avchana by Rava, hakol yodin kala lama nechnas al chuppah. Everybody knows why the bride goes under the chuppah. And therefore, you don't have to be explicit and say exactly what's going to happen. But however, anyone that does pervert his mouth to say what's unsaid, even if it was decreed upon him, a decree of 70 years of good, it's reversed for evil upon him. And that's the explanation of the pasuk which says, Lo yismach, Hashem will not rejoice. What does it mean he won't rejoice? That's the tzaris and the gzeris that will happen. And when it says, that he will not have mercy over his orphans and his widows, that's the idea that they will scream and not be answered. And the pasuk says, for what sin is this? That's for speaking obscene language, for saying things that are improper. And when the pasuk ends, that his hand is still outstretched, that's the lotion of va'ed, which means all the years of a person's life, which is commonly termed as 70 years. And that is the judgment is still outstretched for him to, so to speak, abolish all the merits that he has because of this sin of saying things which are nivel peh, which is not proper to be said out of a person's lips. So the Gemara continues on this and says that, Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chizda, kol manabalis pip, whoever perverts his speech, mamikin lo gehenim, they make gehenim deeper for him. Shanem, like it says in the pasuk in Mishlei, shucha amuka, the deep pit, pizaris, it's for someone that speaks foreign language. And that's the idea about someone that he's prepared for his mouth to say bad things, they make the pit deeper. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar, af shemei v'shoisik, even someone who listens to this obscene language, and he's quiet, shanem, like it says at the end of that pasuk, zoim Hashem yipol sham, that the one who is abhorred, who is hated by Hashem, he will fall there. And that is the azam, the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is resting there by the one who's saying this nivel peh. So the one who's sitting next to him, he's called Zu'um Eshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in that presence, he's in that negative energy, and therefore he's also going to get punished if he listens and he's, so to speak, being receptive to this obscene language. So related to this topic, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Oishe kol ma'arik atzmei laveira. Whoever purges himself to commit an aver, and that is, so to speak, he turns away from all his things, his business, his family, whatever it is, and he, so to speak, purges himself from whatever he has to do to go ahead and be involved in averus. So then it says about such a person, chaburos uptzon yotzim bo, that welts and wounds will break out of his body. And this is specifically regarding sexual forbidden relations. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk in Mishlei, chaburos petza. Injuries and wounds, timrik bara, that purges evil. And that accompanies someone that's, so to speak, purges himself from everything he has to take care of to be involved in this taivus of, so to speak, going after these forbidden relationships. V'loyoid, and not only that, el shanidim hadraken, he's judged with the punishment of hadraken, which is a certain very challenging sickness that's in the stomach. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, umako is chadri button, as the pasuk says, and he will have ailments of the inner stomach. So the Gemara says on this theme about hadreken that Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, simla ave hadreken, the simon of avera, which is for forbidden sexual relationships, is if someone's punished with the death of hadreken. Tanaban, we learned in the Braisa, gimel min hadreken, that there are three types of this illness of hadreken. Shel avera ava, if a person gets it because of the sin of sexual immorality, so then that's a thick one. And that is, his flesh becomes hard and thick, and it blows up in the thickness. That's the one that comes because of sexual forbidden relationships. V'shel ra'av tapuach. And if it comes because of hunger, so then there's swelling. That is, his skin, so to speak, swells over his flesh, over his muscle. And there's water in between that seems like almost see-through, and it's very fluid in between. V'shel chashafim dak. And the one that comes from sorcery is very thin. And that is, his skin becomes very thin and weak. So the Gemara says that Shmuel HaKotan was afflicted with this sickness of a drinking. So Amir Bainshamay said, Master of the world, me Mephis, who's going to cast lots? In other words, who's going to cast lots to know and to be able to differentiate that the type that I have is not from this avera of sexual immorality, and they're going to say about me that I was over on the Jewish religion and doing things that are forbidden, and people are not going to know that there's three different types and that it sometimes changes. So the Gemara says itzi, and therefore he was cured. Abaya was afflicted with this sickness of Adraken. Amar Rabba said, Yidana Beba Nachmeni, I know about Nachmeni, which was his name, of Abaya, Demachvin Nafshe, that he deprives his soul, and that is, it's coming because of hunger, and that we don't have to suspect him, it's because he doesn't, so to speak, eat his as nourishing meals as he's supposed to. So Gemara says, Rava Chashbe, Rava, he was afflicted with this Adraken. So the question the Gemara has is, why was he afflicted with Adraken? He obviously didn't starve himself, hungry himself, because he said about Nachmeni, about Abaya, that he knows that he hungered himself, obviously that he felt that it was something, a negative thing, not to do that. And if it's because of the only other things that happens, because of, so to speak, holding back his need to let out his excrement, as the Gemara in Bukhari says that when Soya Rava, when there's a lot of excrement, Hadraken Rava, then there's the Hadraken proliferates, that it comes if someone holds back his need to relieve himself. But Rava himself said, his own statement, that it's more numerous the people that die from the pots than those that are swelled from hunger. And that is, this is a euphemism. The pot is a reference to the for the excretory system, because it's called the pot because it pours out like a pot. So he himself said that more people die from not properly relieving themselves than from those that have hadraken of the hunger, of being bloated from not eating properly, which is the other type of hadraken. So how would Rav suffer from this ailment if he knew all the reasons why and he knew that to watch himself in that? So the Gemara says, Shani Rava the Antile Rabbanon be'idne bakarchen. The Rav is different because he, so to speak, was forced by the students that he had set times to teach them in yeshiva against his will. And that, as they said, they didn't let him, so to speak, relieve himself because they were asking him questions, being involved in the shir. So therefore, that's why he wasn't able to relieve himself, and that's why he had hadraken. But if it was up to his own will, of course he would have taken care of it and not come to such a situation. So similarly, the Gemara says, Tanah Barah, the Braisa, Dal Siman Haim. There are four indicators about what a person has done wrong. And that is, a person's physical ailments are always can be traced back to a person's spiritual ailments, what he's doing wrong. So these four indicators are Siman La'aver Hadraken. The sign for that he has sexual misconduct is if he's afflicted with hadraken. As we mentioned before, similar sinas chinam, yarkin, a sign that he has baseless hatred is if he's afflicted with jaundice. Similar gas saruach, anias, a sign that a person is arrogant, is poverty. And the Gemara in Kedushin explains, what is poverty? It means a poverty in Torah, that a person that has arrogance will never succeed in attaining the true understanding of Torah. And similar lashon hara, askra, and a sign that a person has been saying slanderous speech is if he suffers from askra, which is a certain type of sickness that starts up from the stomach and then ends in the throat, and the person chokes in his throat. So the Gemara speaks about this askra. Turn around, learn the braisa, askra ba'al oilam. Why does this askra, this disease of choking, which starts in the stomach and goes up to the throat, why does it come to the world? We continue on to Amud Beis. Al hamaiser is because of infractions regarding maiser, and that if someone eats his produce tevel, that he didn't take off the proper types that he has to give to Levim. So he dies with a misa b'dei shemayim. And his death is midah k'neged midah, that, so to speak, because of the produce that he's eating comes in through his throat into his stomach. So therefore the same punishment he gets comes up from his stomach to his throat, and that's how he dies. Rabbi Yisrael al lashon hara. Askra comes, as we just mentioned before, because of slanderous speech. So Amar Rav v'itemri b'shuvim levi. Micro, what is the pasuk that says this idea that it comes because of lashon hara? So it says, "V'hamelech yismach belekim," but the king will rejoice in God. Yishal kol nishbabai, that all that swear in him will be glorified. Ki yisacher pi dover shaker, because he has stopped the mouth of the one that says the lie. And that is, the word yisacher, stopped, is related to the word askra, that those are dover shaker, which are the ones that say slander, they will be punished with askra. So the Gemara says, "Yibaylhu Reb Elazar Reb Yosi." The question is, "Aloshen har kamed?" Did he say that it only comes askra only for lashon hara? Idim afa lashon hara namikamor. Maybe he agreed that it comes for infractions of ma'aser, but he was saying that it even comes for lashon hara, that the person gets askra. So Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya from the following brisa. It says, "Kishan nichnasu Rabbi Seinu l'kerem b'Yavne," when the Talmid HaChacham came into the vineyards of Yavne, which that was the Beis Medrash they had in those days, that they sat in different rows like a vineyard, as the Gemara Yerushalmi in Bracha says. Hayisham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon. There were these three Talmidei Chacham. So nishal shaila b'fnei, this question was asked in front of them. That is makazu, this ailment, which is askara, why does it start in the stomach and then it concludes by the mouth? So then Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, he answered first because he was Reisha Medav Mechal Makam. He was the first of the speakers in all the places. And this was from what the king, the government had decreed this, that he should be the one that speaks first, as the Gemara later is going to explain. And Va'amah, he said, even though the kidneys advise a person what to say, V'lev Maven, and the heart discerns, and the tongue articulates, however, it's the mouth that concludes it, and therefore we're talking about Lashon Hara that comes because of the thing that's improperly said. So therefore it starts in the stomach and it ends by the mouth, because the heart is where it's starting it. It's the one that understands to say the Lashon Hara, the bad things about someone else. However, it's the mouth that ends up saying it. It ends it off, the voice, the vocal cords, it goes through the whole thing, through the throat. The last thing is the mouth. That's where it starts in the stomach and it concludes by the mouth. So then the second one, he got up and he answered, the reason why it ends with the mouth is because the mouth is what eats non-kosher food. So the Gemara asked, you think the reason why the person gets punished with askara is because he eats non-kosher food? Do you get the punishment of Misa? In other words, by Lashon Hara, we know we have a pasuk in Tehillim that tells us that there's a punishment of death for Lashon Hara. It says, Malashnim b'seisari, if someone speaks bad about his friend in private, Oisehatzim is him all cut off. But who said that there's going to be Misa for eating non-kosher food? It means says that they eat foods that were not properly prepared, which means that they didn't take off Misa, as we said before, that Tavel, eating untithed produce, is a chiyav of Misa b'dei Shemayim, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches. So then the third one, Nan Reb Shimon v'Amar, and he said, Ba'oven b'tel Torah, it's for the sin of neglecting Torah. And that's also punishment of Misa, as we said in the previous Gemara, that the pasuk is darshaned for the pasuk before that. It says, L'man yir b'yumeichem, that your days should be lengthened. And the pasuk before that is mezuzah, and the pasuk before that is Talmud Torah, which teaches you to say that if you don't learn, then your days will not be lengthened, rather they will be shortened, and that's where we see that the person will get this disease of askara and he'll die. However, the Gemara says, they asked Reb Shimon, that you're saying that the person gets this makah of askara because of Bittul Torah, but amaloi nashmichichu, women will prove that you're wrong, because they're not commanded to learn the words of Torah. As the pasuk says, "V'lamatem oisim es menechem," you should teach your sons the words of Torah. And the Gemara dashes, "V'loy b'nei seichem," not your daughters, and still they die with this mis of askar. And you're saying it's only for neglecting the words of Torah. So he says they are because shemevatlis is balein, because they cause their husbands to be mevatl their Torah learning, and that's why they die with askar. They get, so to speak, the same punishment. However, they asked back, "Nachrim yechichu," but non-Jews will prove that they die with askar and they don't have a mitzvah Torah. They're not even allowed to learn Torah. So he answers, Shemavat Nesisol, because they cause the Jews to stop learning Torah. However, the Gemara asks, Tenoikis Yichichu, but children should prove that they don't have the mitzvah of learning Torah. So the Gemara says, Shemavat Nesavin, because they stop their fathers from learning the Torah that they're supposed to be learning, that they ask their father to take them into the sun, or into the shade, or to they want to calm them down with different nuts and different games. They're Mevatl the father from learning, that's why they get askara. The Gemara says, but school children that are learning in yeshiva, where they're not being mevatel their learning because they're learning in yeshiva, and they're not being mevatel their parents because they're not even home, they can prove they have askara and they're not mevatel Torah. So the Gemara says, there it's different. When young children that are learning Torah, when they pass away, that's different. When there are righteous people in the generation, tzadikim nitfasim al derem. So then the righteous people, they're, so to speak, snatched from this world because of the sins of the generation. But ain't tzaddikim b'dor, if there's no righteous people in the generation, so then the righteous children, the school children that are learning the words of Torah, they're snatched for the sins of the generation. As the Maral says, that Klal Yisrael is one large Adam. Atam Krim Adam, we're an organism. And so to speak, the lifeblood of Klal Yisrael is stricken with this when the whole organism needs to be punished. That's the tzaddikim. If there's no tzaddikim, then it's the tenekes shabbos rabin that are taken away, and that's why they get punished with askra. But it really, it's because of bittul Torah, and that's a different case because of the sins of the generation. So Amr Yitzchak bar Zeira, Amar lo Amar Shimon ben Zeira, Micro. What's the pasuk that shows this concept? So it's the pasuk in Shir Hashim that says, "Im loy teidi lach, if you know not, hayof banashim, the finest among the women, te'ilach be'ikve asan, follow the footsteps of the sheep." But Gemara, the pasuk continues and ends, "Uri'es kido yisayich, and graze your kid goats, al mishkan Yisrael, among the dwellings of the shepherds." And va'amrinan, and we say that what does it mean? The kid goats, it's that the kid goats that are used as collateral for, instead of the shepherds. And what the pasuk is saying, when it says imloy teidilach, that if you did not know, which means if you don't know how to keep my mitzvahs, then tzi'ilach, then go and, so to speak, be mevakech rachmim in the schus, in the merit of the ikve atzayin, which is in following the footsteps of the sheep, which are the ovis that we had, that they were, the, so to speak, the feet of the sheep, and they were the strength of Klal Yisrael. And then go ahead and bring out the pasture, your merits, which as Gidu Yisayich, are your kids, which are literally your Tanaikis, your children, that they should not be punished, Al Mishkan Yisrael, which from the Lashon of Mashkan, of collateral, which is because of collateral for the Rayim, which are the Rayi Hadar, they're, so to speak, the shepherds of the generations and the supporters. That is because when there is no Rayim, when there are no shepherds and no tzaddikim, then the mashkin is the mashkin, the collateral will be, will be your kid goats, which is a reference to the kids, the Tanaka Shabbos Rabban. That's the source of this idea, that's why Tanaka Shabbos Rabban died. So the Gemara proves from this, Shemamina, Af Allah Shunhar, Namikamar, Shemamina. Obviously, he was saying this not only for the punishment of Meiser, but even for Lashon Hara, that a person gets Askra. And that is, he wasn't arguing the Meiser, because here he says that the punishment was for people that eat things which are not properly prepared, which is for Meiser. So we see that Rebbe Elazar, who says that it's for Lashon Hara, also says that it's because of Meiser, that if a person does not properly tithe his produce and he eats it without taking off Meiser, he's going to be punished with Askra, and therefore it was also Lashon Hara, but he was not arguing about Meiser. Now the Gemara goes back to elaborate on what we said in that brisa. Why did they call Rabbi Yehuda that he was the first of the speakers wherever he was? Why was he the first one to speak? So the Gemara brings a story that because of that this happened. The Yasvi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon. These three Talmid Chacham were sitting. The Yasvi Yehuda ben Gerem Gabayin, Yehuda the son of converts. His father and his mother were comrades. Was sitting by them. So Pesach Reb Yehuda v'Amar, and Reb Yehuda opened up the conversation. He said, "Kamanoyim my same shalumazu, how pleasant and nice are the actions of this nation of the Romans? Tiknu shvakim, they established marketplaces. Tiknu gesharim, they made bridges. Tiknu mechatzos, they made bathhouses. It's unbelievable the goodness that they did. That now we could appreciate it." So it says Reb Yosi shalzik. Reb Yosi was quiet. He didn't say either good or bad. However, he answered and he said, "Not true. Whatever they made, they only made for their own benefit. They made these marketplaces so they could put the harlots there. They made the bathhouses to beautify themselves. They made the bridges only so they could take taxes. And therefore, what are you talking about giving them praise? They don't deserve any praise." So Halach Yehuda ben Gerim besipa divrem. Yehuda ben Gerim went, and he said over the words of these three Talmid Chacham, and that is, he said this either to his students or to his father and his mother, but he didn't go ahead and tell it to the government, because he wasn't going to slander them. But then the Gemara says, v'nish mulamachas, but it was ultimately heard, that the government heard about this story that was circulating. So they said as follows, Am Yehuda she'ila yisala. Yehuda that elevated the Roman government, so he'll be elevated. And that was when he became the Reish Madam. He was the first one to speak at any gathering. Yesi sheshasak yigla litzipari. Yesi that was quiet, he has to go into exile titzipari. Shimon shegina. However, Shimon, that he denigrated us, Yeharig, he'll be executed. So this is the famous story. Azal hu berei. So he went with his son. Tashu be medrash. They went and they hid in the base medrash. Kol yom have a maisel hu de beisu rifta v'kuzi demaya v'karchi. So every single day his wife would bring him a loaf of bread and a small pitcher of water, and they would go ahead and eat their things to, so to speak, to sustain themselves. However, but when the decree was intensified and the searches were getting a little bit more intense and they were going to come out to find him, so Amalei Lebrei told his son, Noshim Daitin Kalalein, the women, they're easily swayed. Dilma Mitzari lo Megalilan. Maybe they're going to torture your mother, my wife, and she's going to reveal where we are. So Azul Tashima Arta, they went and they hid themselves in the cave. Esrachash Nisa, a miracle happened. Ivrilahu Chayruva Ve'en the Demaya. So a carob tree and the spring of water was created for them. And that's where the minig of eating buckster of carob on Lag Ba'omer to commemorate this miracle that happened, that so he could be able to eat the fruits of the carob tree and he could have from the spring water to drink. They would take, they shed their clothing. And they sat up until the necks in the sand. And that is, they took up their clothing so they should not get worn out. And they covered their, so to speak, their ever, their private parts in the sand. So this is coolly in regards to the whole day they would sit and learn Torah. At the time when it came time to pray to Davin, so then they could put on their clothing, they would cover themselves, and then they would Davin. And then again they would shed their clothing. That it shouldn't wear out. They sat 12 years in the cave. And one day Eliyahu HaNavi came, and he stood there by the opening of the cave. Amar, he said, "Man loyde lebar yechi de miskaser ubotel gezer." Says, "Who's going to tell the son of Yechi, reference to Shem Beichai, that the Caesar has died and the decree has been annulled, and therefore no one's out to kill him anymore?" So nafku, they came out of the cave. Chazu inchi de kokarvi vezer. They saw people that were plowing and sowing. So Amar, they said, because they were so pure from learning 12 years just of Torah, "Manichin chay oylem voiskim chay shah." How are they forsaking the eternal life oylem haba for learning Torah, and they're occupying themselves with these transitory things, planting, plowing, buying? What's going on over here? What do you mean? It's possible for non-Jews to go ahead and take care of their needs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide plentiful things that they need for those that keep the will of Hashem. And this is in truth the Shita of Reb Shimon Ben Chai Lishitasa in Brachas Tav Lamed Hei, where he says that Vasaf de Ganecha is a curse. You shouldn't have to do your own work. Just learn all day. Hashem will take care of everything. Your, so to speak, your enemies will have to, so to speak, feed you. So it says that Kalmakab Shnois name, wherever they cast their gaze, Biyad Nisraf, it was right away incinerated. So, because they were looking and saying, how could people be doing these mundane things? So Yatza Baskav Amlehem, a divine voice came out of Shemaim and said to them, L'hachrev Oilami Yatzisim, you came out of the cave to destroy my world? Chizul or Askim, go back to your cave. So Hado Azal, they went back. Esvu Tresa Yarchi Shata, they stayed there for 12 months, for a full year. Amri, and then they said, Mishpat Rishon Begehenim Yod Beis Chodesh. The maximum amount of punishment for an evil person in Gehenim is 12 months. So we definitely filled our quota for the wrong that we did when we came out of the cave the first time. So Yatz Baskov Amr Tu Mimer Aschim. So then the Baskov came out and said, go out of your cave. Nafka, they went out. Kol Heichadav Amochi Reb Elazar, wherever Reb Elazar, the son, was destroying, Havamas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, the father, was healing. He would fix whatever he destroyed. So Amaloh, he said, Bini, my son, Dai lo oylem ani va'ata. It's enough for the world, me and you, that we're going to be doing the ultimate type of learning and toiling in Torah. It's enough. We don't have to destroy the rest of the world. So it says, Bahadi Panya Demali Shabbos, when it was right before Shabbos, when Shabbos was coming in, Chazu ahu sabed avinokat trei medoni asa. They saw this old person that was holding two bundles of myrtles of hadassim, and that to use to smell on Shabbos. V'ra'at ben Hashmazim was running right before twilight. Amr lei hani lamach, they said to him, what do you need this for? So Amr lehu l'chavet Shabbos, for the honor of Shabbos, I'm having these hadassim, these myrtles. So they ask him, tiskelach b'chad, it's enough with one, why do you need two bundles? So he said, no, chad keneged zachar v'chad keneged shama. There's two different terminologies that are used for the mitzvah of Shabbos. One is to remember, one is to safeguard it. So because of zachar and shama, he's going to have two bundles of hadassim. So Amalei Lebreis, Rabbi Shimon Bechoy said to his son, Chazika mechaviv in mitzvah Yisrael. See how precious the mitzvahs are to Klal Yisrael. So Yosef died tired. So they were appeased. Shomer Pinchas ben Yor chasnes. Then the son-in-law of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy, Pinchas ben Yor, heard that he got out of the cave after 13 years. The Nafik Lapi went out to greet him. Aili lebeiban, he brought him to the bathhouse because he was in the sand for 13 years. He was massaging his flesh because of all the calluses and what his body was like. He saw that there were cracks in his body, and that is because of all the sand that he was in for 13 years. He was crying. And the tears from his eyes were trickling down. And he was causing Reb Shimon Bechoy to cry because the tears are salty and it was hurting the wounds that he had in his body. So Amalei, Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah said to him, when he heard Reb Shimon Yochai crying, he says, Oy ish bekach, woe to me that I see you in such a sorry state. So Amalei, no, Ashrecha Shreisin bekach, you're fortunate that you see me like I am today. If you had not seen me the way I am now, with all my calluses and all my cuts, you wouldn't find me the way I am in my Torah and the greatness that I've attained. And that is the Mikara Kevamakshab Shemichai Kusha. Because originally, before he went into Gullus and all he did was learn all day and all night, when Yimshimicha would ask a question, have a mepharically, Pinchas Ben Yoyah, trace a peruke, his son, Lord Pinchas Ben Yoyah, would give him 12 answers. L'sayif kevim akshar Pinchas Ben Yoyah kusha, but afterwards when he came out of the cave, when his son Reb Shimon Pinchas Ben Yoyah would ask him a question, have mefarikli Reb Shimon Yochai esin va'abo perukim, then he would answer to his son-in-law 24 answers. In other words, before his son-in-law, so to speak, was greater than him, that he had questions, son-in-law had 12 answers. Now his son-in-law had one question, he had 24 answers for his question, and that much greater, he says, don't cry about my sorry physical state, my neshama, my spirituality has grown unbelievable heights. And that is, you're fortunate to see me and not cry because of the gullus and the 13 years I had to spend in the cave.